Paul, good afternoon and congratulations.
Well, thanks a million. Appreciate the call.
Tell me, what does that all mean?
Basically, at the end of the season, players get together to get a vote for referee of the year, nominate three referees. And luckily, this year I got nominated with Tom Connolly and Paul Chute, awards night on Friday night. And thankfully, I won. Still in the shock a little bit, Mary, to be honest, but delighted. Real nice honour to get at the end of the season. So
you told me that it's the players in the League of Ireland that propose referees, and whoever gets the most votes, is that it? They're the winner.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Mel. At the end of the season, there's awards. Player of the Year, Young Player of the Year, Manager of the Year, Overseas Player of the Year, and Referee of the Year. So we're all together there on Friday evening. And as I say, luckily enough, I was pleased I was announced the winner, so delighted.
Is that your first time to be nominated?
No. The last four seasons, I've been nominated three times in the last four seasons. So third time lucky. So
Very good. So it's a great honour to be recognised by the people that you're controlling.
Well, that's it. Myles, as I said during the interview on the night, the players or the guys have to listen to me every Friday or Saturday. They have to put up with my decisions, be it good or bad, and mistakes along the way. So you get to know them in our small league domestically. You get to know the players well, the managers, and you build up a bit of a rapport and respect. So when they sit down at the end of the season and they weigh it all up and they give you your vote, you know, it means a lot. As I say, they respect the decisions you're making, and there is mistakes along the way, but they respect that. We're humans. We do make mistakes. And to come out on top and receive the award, I generally didn't expect it, Miles. I thought I was going down to make up the numbers, as in previous years, and was delighted just to be nominated, to be honest with you. But when he read out I'd actually won, I really was in shock. So delighted. Absolutely delighted.
What type of a referee would you consider yourself to be?
Well, I suppose like as all, I played football up until my late 20s, a football fanatic, you know. I like to think I have a good reading of the game. As I say, you're refereeing the same guys week in, week out. You get to know them. You get to know who your difficult players will be as such. I like to let a game flow as much as possible, but you can only referee what's in front of you, you know. Try not to be too strict as such, but you have to punish what offences take place, Miles. But we're just there to facilitate the game. You know, whatever pops up, we have to deal with it. It's the 22 players on the field. That's what everybody's there to watch, not me. So I just go out and whatever presents itself, Miles, that's what I have to look after, you know. So just that's what it is. You don't go in on a Friday evening preempting what's going to happen. You just have to deal with what happens. Be prepared. Make sure you've done the training during the week. You're in physical condition to produce the goods and be in the right position to make the big calls when you're needed. So that's all the players, that's all the managers would ask, that you're there when the big decisions have to be made, and be in a good position to make them, and make them honestly, and be brave sometimes to make the decisions that aren't going to be popular. You know, that's part of the gig. So that's all you can do, Miles.
Okay, well, you've officiated at Champions League and international level, you know, schoolboys, etc., and others. You know, is there much difference between, say, refereeing in the Inish Own League, the Donegal League, the League of Ireland, or those Champions League or international level games?
I suppose when you go abroad, Miles, you're starting a clean canvas, as I say. Players don't know you. As I say, as Montenegro last week for an under-21 game, the two teams with Montenegro and Latvia, I didn't speak Montenegro or Latvian, and they certainly didn't understand my Donegal accent. But so you can't converse with players as you could do at home. Like, you know, all the players at home, first name terms, you can have a quiet word. It can be difficult with the language barrier, but when the whistle goes, it's 11 against 11. Sometimes speed, you could be going out and refereeing in Cyprus in the middle of June or July and temperatures you're not just used to, so that would test you physically. As we say earlier, it's important that you're physically prepared and you're in good condition to take charge of these games. It'd be different to a cold night in Balbuffet on a Friday winter's evening as opposed to them conditions. So the game's the same, but obviously the outside elements can be slightly different, but as I say, you have to just put in the work, do your preparation, prepare for what's ahead of you, and just try and do as best a job you can.
Do signals become more important for the referee in those type of international games where language is a problem compared to, say, at home?
Do what, sorry, Matt?
The signals of the referee.
Well, I suppose, your body language, they're going to understand. Cards are universal. Yellow and red means the same in every country. The whistle means the same in every country. But, yeah, sometimes body language, you know, when you're speaking to a player, if English isn't his native tongue, he'll soon understand if you're cross with him by the tone you take. And you just have to have a strong personality, strong body language. I'm sure that the player in question is aware of the decision you're making, and maybe if you're not happy with him or her on a certain given day. But, yeah, signals are important. Body language, confidence in the decisions you're making. They're all part and parcel of being a referee, and, yeah, important components.
You got a couple of, you know, important refereeing jobs this season, the AA Sports Cup final and that behind-closed-doors friendly between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland at the Aviva. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, that was a surprise. It was a game kind of arranged at short notice as such in between the international calendar. Played two very strong teams, ourselves and our friends from the north, played our strongest 11s. We made 11 changes at halftime. The Republic, all the squad from the weekend were playing, so it was a bit surreal. The guys, sometimes you're travelling to the Aviva to watch and support when you're not on duty, taking charge of them in the Aviva. It was a big honour. It's not often you get to referee your national team, albeit a friendly, no one there, but still it was as a proud moment for myself, for the family, the branch, Kevin Monaghan branch of referees, and it really was brilliant. Domestically, as you say, yeah, the season's gone well for me. I got the AA Sports Cup final in Galway this year. Galway and St. Pat's was a brilliant night down in Galway, a great occasion that I'll remember for a long time. I got the Cup semi-final this year too. So yeah, appointments domestically have been good. As I worked hard this year, trying to progress and learn and improve as every week was on. So I can't complain. It's been a fantastic season. So looking forward to a little bit of a break now and going again next season, Miles.
And what is the ultimate aim for Paul McLaughlin? How high can you go as a referee, and where do you hope to get to?
That's a question you get asked a lot, Miles, and I suppose family and friends say, when are we going to see you Champions League, etc., etc. We're slightly, it's difficult here with the coefficient of our league, as I explained, and our national team and the teams I'm refereeing week to week. The chances of me actually getting to that level aren't very high, but doesn't mean I'm
maybe
not
going to try.
Maybe
explain what you mean by this coefficient.
When our teams, the likes of Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, they compete in Europe, their results each year in qualification rounds for Champions League, Europa League, would see how we rank in terms of our own domestic league. Then you take with it then our national team, how they do in qualifications. That would all go into our country's coefficient, so see where we rank within Europe. Then that's where we'd be seeded as such as referees. But when you begin as FIFA, you begin at Category 3, you try to work your way up Category 2, 1, and then the elite, which would be the Champions League level, etc. It's very difficult to get to that level, but you can just keep trying. Every game you're assessed, you have an observer from a different country, doesn't know you. You just go out, you try to impress, you hope your marks are good, decisions you make are correct, and that's all you can do. You can't make too many plans for what's ahead. You know, your next match could be one you make a mistake. You know, that's you're judged on your last game. You just have to take each game as it comes, you know, and just prepare and be ready. But domestically, as I say, on the back of a good season, I did our EA Sports Cup final, but obviously the big one at the end of the season, the showpiece is the FAI Senior Cup final. Like every player, manager, we all want that gig in the first week in November. So that's domestically, I suppose that's the aim, and that's the one that we would all love to take charge of. So that's the aim within the next couple of years. But delighted to be part of the panel. You know, I'm on the League of Ireland panel since 2008. Made some great friends. Great colleagues, even up, though I live down in County Louth at the minute, the likes of Terence Moyne up there in Muff was a real great help when I came on the League of Ireland panel first. The former FIFA assistant, top man, John Duffy, one of our best observers in the country, have really been so kind to me, giving me advice along the way, pointing out errors where I need to improve, the likes of Paul Duddy, Stephen Toner. Obviously, all your listeners there are going to know them on the domestic scene. They're refereeing this long time. And you've young Michael Connolly, who's after joining us in the League of Ireland, another Donegal referee. So we've high hopes for him. He's after completing his first season. So like Terence was for me, I'm trying to help Michael along the way. And it's always good to have another Northwest fella on the panel. And I'm looking forward to next season with Van Harps being back in the Premier Division, with Derry City, Sligo Rovers, the Northwest. Hopefully get up home for a few more visits throughout the season, go up and see Mum and Dad and Burnfoot and all the family. So looking forward to next season, Miles. As I say, after a little bit of a break, enjoy the Christmas, you know.
You're from Burnfoot. You played for Alec FC in goals. How did you get into the refereeing, or why did you get into it?
Yeah, I did. I played in goals for Alec for all those years. Well, mostly Alec reserves. For a long time, I played with Burt as well back in the days. With work, I got transferred to Monaghan back in 2001-2002, and I was still playing with Alec, still playing with Burt, travelling home at weekends whenever work permitted. I got injured actually one day playing for Burt in a reserve championship game, and I was out for a while. And the domestic league in Cabin Monaghan were short of referees, and a couple of games were being called off, and I just happened to be there one day. I said, listen, I'll take charge of a game if you're stuck. I don't want the game to be called off. And I got thrown in the middle and I enjoyed it. And there was a beginner's course coming up a couple of weeks after, and I got roped into that. And Dennis McGardo, a former FIFA referee, was down as part of the Bryans too. And I got roped in that way. And I have to say, since I did my first game, I actually loved it. Following soccer this long time, I always was in the stands giving out the referees. But as you say, if you can't beat them, join them. If you think you can do a better job, you know, pick up the whistle, go and prove it. And I got the bug and I really enjoyed it. That was back in 06, I think, 07. And it's progressed since there. As I say, I was back and got on the League of Ireland panel in 2008, and I haven't looked back. It was a good career move. Just only probably a little bit disappointed I didn't take it up probably a wee bit earlier, and maybe, you know, I could have helped progress maybe a bit quicker, a bit further. But certainly I'd recommend anybody who's listening and who are thinking of doing the beginner's course, you know, go along, talk to your local referee, take it up. It's a great hobby. If you have an interest, give something back to the game. If you're coming to the end of your career, or you have an interest, it's thoroughly rewarding. And looking back now, the opportunities it's given myself, there's probably not many countries now at this stage that I haven't travelled to through the refereeing, so it's been a brilliant experience, and I've really enjoyed every minute of it, Miles.
And, well, one of your colleagues, former colleagues, I suppose, Alan Kelly, he went to America, and he's doing well out there.
Yeah, Alan, listen, Alan's a fantastic referee. He set the bar here in Ireland very, very high throughout his career. He actually departed at the end of 2013-2014 season, and I inherited his international FIFA badge. So by him going to America, it made a vacancy on the FIFA international panel for me, so I inherited his badge. But he's, as I say, set the standards here, and he's done likewise stateside. He was nominated, like myself, last year for Referee of the Year. Last year, didn't win, but last week he won it, hands down, in MLS. Fantastic achievement. He's got that opportunity. He's a full-time referee. It's his job. Now he can concentrate on it 100%, and he deserves that. He was one of the few referees from Ireland. He got to Champions League level, the elite level internationally too, while refereeing in the League of Ireland. So it can be done. I'm not saying it can't be done, but Alan was a fantastic referee. Great help when I came on the panel, worked with him a lot, always at the end of the phone to help and give you advice, and a fantastic referee, one of the best within Europe. And MLS are lucky to have him. He certainly, we miss him in our league, and he's doing fantastic.
Well, Paul, we're lucky to have you both in the League of Ireland as a referee and here on Highland Radio today. Thanks for joining us, and congratulations, and the best of luck in the future.
Miles, thanks. Just finally, I would like to thank, you know, I'm down in County Louth, all the family are listening in Burnfoot, Mum and Dad, and all my ex-colleagues. It says Alia, Bert. My phone's been hopping all weekend with people taking time out to give me a text or give me a call and congratulate me. I'd just like to thank everybody. It means a lot that you start thinking of me, and I'm delighted. And Highland Radio, thanks for picking up the phone. I really appreciate it, mate. Take care.
No problem at all. Thank you very much indeed.